This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Turkey has canceled a planned visit by Sweden's defense minister in response to anti-Turkish demonstrations as Sweden seeks Turkey's approval to join NATO. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Turkey's defense minister has said the scheduled January 27th visit by his Swedish counterparts no longer held any importance or point, because Sweden continued to allow what he called disgusting demonstrations against Turkey. Recent protests against Turkey include a demonstration by a far-right activist who burnt the Quran outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm. A separate protest by pro-Kurdish activists was also held in the Swedish capital. The bid by historically non-aligned Sweden and Finland to join NATO in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been held up by Ankara. I'm Karen Chamas.
Peruvian police raided a university in the capital and detained over 200 people on charges of trespassing and theft on Saturday as violent protests rocked the Andean country. Police reported the detention of 205 people at the San Marcos National University. Here's San Marcos University student Rosemary Torres. She says the police entered with force. They've taken out all the demonstrators who were inside the university. They've entered with tear gas, bombs. They assaulted people. I arrived here and saw some demonstrators crying. 46 people have died in clashes with security forces since December after the impeachment and arrest of former President Pedro Castillo, who attempted to illegally dissolve Congress. 9 other people have died in accidents linked to the demonstrations. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed about what he called the ongoing withdrawal of Eritrean troops from the Tigray region. He called it significant progress. This is VOA News. Colombia and the National Liberation Army, or ELN, rebel group said on Saturday they'll resume peace talks in Mexico next month, overcoming a recent impasse after the government recently declared and then called off a bilateral ceasefire. There was a first cycle of talks last year in Caracas to end the guerrilla's part in nearly 6 decades of war. The about-face on the ceasefire came after ELN said it had not agreed to it. The government blamed a misunderstanding of the ELN's position. Both sides held an emergency meeting in Caracas this week and agreed to hold the second round of negotiations on February 13th in Mexico. U.S. President Joe Biden says he'll be speaking with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy about the debt ceiling. However, the White House says raising it is not a negotiation, but an obligation. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
During a Friday meeting with the nation's mayors, President Biden discussed the seriousness of lifting the debt limit.
If we don't meet our national debt and renege on the first time, we have a calamity that exceeds anything that's ever happened financially in the United States.
House Speaker McCarthy tweeted, "I accept your invitation to sit down and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending." Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells the AP the debt ceiling must be raised. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov says Ukrainian forces will train to use Leopard 2 battle tanks despite Western allies' failure on Friday to reach a deal on whether to reach a decision, rather, on whether to supply Kyiv with the German-made tanks. Reznikov told VOA's Ukrainian service Friday that Ukraine's troops will train on the tanks in Poland and described the development as a breakthrough. The director of RT France, the French arm of the Russian state broadcaster, said Saturday that the arm will shut down after its French bank accounts were frozen over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, according to the channel's director on Saturday. The French finance ministry told the French news agency that the assets of the chain had been frozen in compliance with the most recent EU sanctions against Russia over the war in Ukraine. The director of RT France said 123 employees are at risk of not being paid for January and could lose their jobs. Britain's prime minister has been fined for not wearing a seatbelt while taping a social media clip in the back of a car in northwest England. When Rishi Sunak uploaded the video to Instagram, viewers complained to the Lancashire police. A Sunak spokesperson said the prime minister has apologized and urges everyone to wear a seatbelt. Sunak was also one of the UK ministers who was fined in 2020 for breaking pandemic lockdown rules. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.